A non-authentic need is a barrier. Neither nations nor individuals need as much as they have. They are artificial barriers, and the purpose behind their formation is the accumulation of external power. The secondary gain, so to speak, behind the creation of artificial needs is artificial power. Look clearly, and you will see it everywhere. In marriages, in international relations, in every conflict. It is not possible for you to experience the complete emergence of your soul when you are clouded over by artificial needs. When that happens, all you can see are artificial needs, and you see them as being ever so important, ever so significant. But are they really? As you look at your not as authentic needs, can you see how they drain energy from you? So long as your priorities come from your lesser self, you cannot touch your higher self in a direct way. Authentic needs are the needs that are always met by the universe. The universe is that which supplies you with your authentic needs. You are always being given the opportunities to love and be loved, for example. Yet ask yourself how many times in your life you have squandered these opportunities. By learning to respond to your authentic needs, and by allowing your artificial ones to drop away as unnecessary defense mechanisms, you become more open and understanding and compassionate with others. There is a natural give and take in the course of every human life. Each human being has authentic and non-authentic needs, and that is where the natural grit for the flow between us comes from in the living environment. You begin to learn to give and take as you begin to work through an understanding of what your real needs are, and learn to compromise and give and transcend when it comes to needs of those parts of yourself that are not genuine or do not enhance your development.